So two questions remain to be answered. One, what exactly will be the function of the College of Public Preceptors? And two, what will Bunty be doing now that he has handed on the last of his responsibilities? With regard to the first of these questions, it is the public preceptors, of course, who have the ultimate responsibility for accepting people into the order. And that responsibility they are already exercising. I've decided not to define their function any further than that, except to say that the College of Public Preceptors will be doing whatever I have been doing over the years. If you like, you can say that the College represents the collective reincarnation of Bunty. In other words, they will be functioning in the same spirit that I have been functioning all these years. During the last 5 years, several of the public preceptors have been living in Birmingham, either at Majimaloka or the Park Hill community. And the other public preceptors have visited from time to time. In this way, they've got to know one another even better than they knew them before. And they've also had regular contact with me, so that they know my mind. Some of the presidents have also been living at or visiting Birmingham, and they too have got to know one another better. They too have had regular contact with me. And not only that, public preceptors and presidents have been working harmoniously together. And this gives me great satisfaction. It augurs well for the future health of the whole movement. So finally, what will Bunty be doing now that he has handed on the last of his responsibilities? Well, he'll certainly not be disappearing from the scene. Not just yet, at least not for the present. He'll not be retiring to the Bahamas or the south of France. He won't even be going for a holiday. I shall be doing many of the things that I've been doing for the last few years. Writing memoirs, reading page proofs, and Windhorse Publications keeps me very regularly supplied with page proofs these days, going for walks, visiting second-hand bookshops, appearing at centres for book launches, poetry readings, etc., meditating, listening to music, perhaps writing a few more poems. And of course, I shall also be seeing people. And in this connection, I want to clear up what seems to be a misunderstanding. Because from time to time, a little rumour goes round to the effect that Bunty is not seeing people anymore, not giving any more interviews. Or even, Bunty does not want to see people. But this is certainly not the case. I've been seeing people, and I hope to go on seeing them, both in groups and individually. But of course, it's not always possible for people to see me immediately, or for me to see them immediately. But if you do really want to see me, don't hesitate to write and ask. And if possible, if I can fit you in, I shall certainly see you. So that's really all I have to say. As I said at the beginning, it seems incredible that I'm now 75. Can't say that I really feel 75, but that's neither here nor there. My birth certificate is there, and yes, I am 75. And fortunately, my health is good, apart from a bit of high blood pressure, so I may be around for a few more years, but I don't really know. Death, of course, may come to any one of us at any time. So let us all make the most of one another while we still have the opportunity. Let Kalyana Mitrata flourish amongst us more and more.